I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I am Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
Still don't know.
Hey, you shut your mouth.
Okay.
This week we do know.
Oh.
Because.
Oh.
We got a gift from the heavens.
A miracle?
A gift from the football heavens.
Oh.
After all the hard work and I put a call out for well wishes and nice messages, a miracle has happened. The football heaven gates have opened and one angel has floated back down to earth. Mitch Brown re-signed with Melbourne.
Oh. He lives to fuck mums another day. He got to heaven and God was like, what the fuck are you doing here? He's like, you know, I'm here in footy heaven. He's like, no.
Now is not your time.
No, boy. There are more mums to please.
Good on him.
Yeah, look, if he got traded, I think I would feel way worse about this. But because he was delisted and then picked back up.
Yeah, you back from Melbourne now?
Yeah, 100%.
Big TC in this room.
Nah.
Because he's not a TC. Mitch Brown's not a TC.
No.
He was done. Climbed off the canvas and he's gone, I'll go around again.
Oh, imagine him as a boxer. He did get off the canvas.
Yeah.
Footy heaven canvas.
Yeah.
I'm really, really excited. And also what made this announcement extra good for me is the Melbourne Football Club social media team released a 5-minute just like highlight reel of Mitch Brown. So I've watched that twice today already. And I only realized it happened about an hour ago. And it's a 5-minute video. I spent... a significant chunk of an hour watching this one video.
How good is footy?
Have you messaged him yet?
Oh, I should. Maybe I'll do it right now.
Do it right now. Craft a letter.
Yeah.
Dear Mitch, it's kind of like, this would be good. I hope he responds. Tom, imagine what could have been if you actually had written that letter to Tim Kelly.
Nah, he was gone.
He might have stayed.
I don't think he would have.
Never know, mate.
No, Sean.
If you said you were 10 years old.
He would have. He would have stayed and then immediately left when he realised I was a 28-year-old man.
Would have signed a contract, though. Would have been locked in, mate.
That's true. Wellesley would have been like, yeah. No, mate.
I tricked him.
Signed a contract. And then just slipped me $100 under the table.
Only 100?
Yeah, it's Geelong. All the money has to go to Tim Kelly. There's a lot of money going into the statue of Stephen Wells that's being built at Kennedy
Park.
There
absolutely should be a statue.
We should name
Stephen
a fucking
Wells.
Stand after him.
That would be really good.
They're slowly fading that out, though, at Geelong.
What, naming stands?
After players, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. The last two were
after
called the Premiership.
After players or after people?
After people. The last two stands were the players in the Premiership stand are the most, two most recent.
Yeah.
Oh, they kept the Brownlow stand because it's named after Brownlow.
You've still got the Gary Ablett one, yeah?
We do. That's being renovated.
So they're not going to call it the Ablett stand?
I mean, it probably will still be called the Gary Ablett Terrace.
Locals will call it that anyway.
I still call my seats the Reg Hickey stand, and it's not the Reg Hickey stand. It used to be so it was the Reg Hickey stand. They renamed it to the Doug Wade stand because they built a new stand on the wing, and Hickey played on the wing and not in the forward line, and our seats behind the goals.
Got to name something after Wells.
The Stephen Wells Recruiting Centre.
Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry.
I'll be very quiet, but how's this sound?
Yeah, okay, let's go.
I've drafted the message.
Hit us up.
Hey, mate. I'm an Essendon supporter and just wanted you to know that I'm super stoked you've been picked up picked back up for another year, even if it's with Melbourne. You're too good for retirement, champ. Best of luck in 2020.
Send.
Bang.
Bang. P.S. Listen to our podcast in which we talk about you kicking goals and fucking mums.
Done.
Oh, imagine if he replies. What social media thing did you use?
I just messaged him on Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah. I have my mobile number that you have.
Does he have Twitter?
I don't think he has Twitter, okay. As far as I'm aware.
All right. Fuck me.
No. If he had Twitter, he'd be tagged in every single How Good's Footy post. He'd be aware of us by now.
I don't use Instagram.
We'd be blocked by him.
If you sent him a private message on Instagram.
Yes, I've sent him a private message.
So it's not, he can't just like the message.
He can.
Do people do that?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't use Instagram. That's a lie. I've started using Instagram again.
Welcome back to Instagram, champ.
Good to be here.
That was word for word what I commented on your most recent photo.
It's exactly what you commented on.
Anyway.
What was the photo of, just out of interest?
It was his cat? Fucked Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. How fucked is my Christmas tree? Oh, Dimmies. Thank you, Dipper.
Be there.
Oh, I was there, and it was fucking madness. So guys, go to Dimmies before they close.
So, yeah, Dimmies and Forges is closing down.
It's Dimmies now. Whoever Forges was, he's been sacked.
Yeah. So Dimmies is closing down. They're shutting their doors. And Tom, you needed a Christmas tree and you got one.
I don't think it's been Forges for years.
Well, yeah. When I think of Dimmies, I think Dimmies and Forges be there.
I didn't know that Dimmies still existed. Like, I know there is one in Phillip Island, but I thought it was just like a weird holiday one.
They're all going to go because it's gone into voluntary receivership or administrative. Okay. Basically, they're broke. So it is, for anyone who doesn't know what Dimmies is a discount store chain. So it is already cheap as fuck. And they're also going out of business. So they're having closing down sales. So it is cheap as fuck, reduced to nothing. And you know what? No one cares anymore. It is a lawless wasteland. There is shit fucking everywhere. People have just gone through packs of toys and taken out like two or three of the toys and put the box back. It's madness. Anyway, I bought a very terrible Christmas tree from there and some animal print baubles. It's very good.
What animals?
Nondescript. Sean?
What do you mean? You've opened it up, yeah?
Yeah. They're
so what are you looking at when you look at it?
Maybe one's a tiger?
He's not sure. As someone who's seen the Christmas tree, yeah. It is confusing.
Okay. Well, no, because I think one of them might be a cow.
Did you get tinsel?
No. The tree is a black plastic tree.
You got to cover it in tinsel then.
No, I don't need to. It's got purple. It's not very big, Sean, and if I put tinsel on it, I think it would fall over because it's barely, like it's leaning hard to one side.
Very good.
I'm going to buy maybe I'll make a Warwick Kappa.
Mitch Brown has Twitter.
Oh, Mitch Brown has Twitter?
Now you've fucked it though because I don't think you can message again.
No, I can't, but
that would have been better because it's easier, I think, to just get a bit of a validation like.
As a tweet, you could tweet him. Can How Good's Footy tweet him?
Oh, tweet him from How Good's Footy.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. We're good.
Okay. So that's big news, obviously. It's news that we welcome.
It's huge news. And the fact he's got a Twitter account is out of control.
Can't wait to tweet him every week.
You know what? I'm just going to tag him in our most recent post. So it's going to say, football heaven has opened its gates and let one angel out. Welcome back to football, Mitch Brown. We missed you. I'll tag him.
Good.
He's going to say it.
He's going to say it.
How many followers does he have?
Like 7,000.
He's going to say
it. He's going to say it.
Because like I have less than that, but not like.
Yeah, but you're not superstar Mitch Brown.
No, but that's what I mean. But like.
Does he think we're going to be taking the piss? Surely not.
He'll love it.
You better. Fuck. Imagine if we got him on the show. My mind's just exploding with possibilities.
The fact that he has a Twitter account means that he's reachable. I haven't tweeted him. What should the tweet say from How Good's Footy? Hey, mate, we're a podcast called How Good's Footy, and we are our favorite player. We are so happy to. No, it's too much.
Because he might read it and think they're taking the piss.
Sean, Joel.
Other one. Sean. Yeah, that's
fair. No, both of you. I wanted to talk to both of you. I went to say boys, and I just was looking at Sean.
Yeah.
Boys.
Tom.
Just tag him in the tweet. You don't say anything complicated. What you said is already there.
It does rely on him scrolling up.
Yeah. That's a risk. I have ignored similar things.
Mm.
Rude by you.
Yeah, very rude.
What about this one's from you? What about simple? Very simple. Don't need to describe a podcast. He can say that if he wants. Just put, can't wait to see you kicking him from 60 for one more year. Again, or something like that. Guys, we can work on. No, you know what?
Tag him. This one's for you, Brown Dog.
Yes. Perfect.
That's the hook. He'd be like, hey, Jonathan Brown had that nickname. He'll scroll up.
Maybe this one's
thinking that it's Jonathan Brown highlights, but it's him. Day made.
I mean, it made- I think his day was made early when he got given an AFL lifeline. Yeah. Probably.
So when we tweeted about football heaven, there's a few messages here for Mitch Brown, which, look, I'll read out. We've got Josh saying that he's welcoming this angel amongst demons with open arms, and then two praying emojis.
Great. Good.
We've got Matt saying, take care of our boy the Don from the Dons.
Nice. Oh, that's nice.
And then we've got Andy, friend of the show, Gemma's very good friend. Reckon this one will pan out.
Oh, Andy.
Fuck yeah.
I respect the shit out of that. Because you know what? I reckon it bloody well will.
You know what? Someone has tagged Mitch Brown on Twitter with something that I reckon is an easy like for him, and he hasn't touched it. So maybe Instagram was my best thing. He barely tweets.
Did we read out Amelia's tweet from a couple of weeks back?
What is it?
We asked for Mitch Brown comments and stuff. And she said, as an aspiring mum, Mitch Brown's ascent to footy heaven has darkened what I might achieve as a mum.
Can we read that out?
And that's a real tragedy.
We just did, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
This is still the podcast.
Boys.
Amelia, yeah, that is a great tweet.
Yeah, I have to forgive me. I almost forget what footy is.
I think what happened there, Tom, was we got so Mitch Brown heavy that you forgot you were recording. You just thought you were in heaven.
I mean, you're not wrong. Hey, Amelia, he's back. Dream's on. You've only got 1 year, though.
The dream isn't over. Oh. Yeah, so Mitch Brown's going to, like, when retirement does hit eventually, he's going to have quite the weird career.
Three clubs.
How old is he? 20, he's about 28, yeah?
29.
He could play for a few years. Depends what happens.
Depends what they need, too. Also, he's actually a perfect fit for Melbourne because I said this to earlier to Dusha. He's the perfect fit for Melbourne because he can play forward, he can go back, and as we both know, they have problems at both ends like someone with gastro.
Yeah, but they, like, Melbourne averaged...
Like Sean did the other day.
Melbourne averaged, like, pretty high up in the inside 50s last year. So if he can clunk some marks, he can dine out.
And then also, if then they start leaking a bit, ship him down back.
Yeah.
Means you don't have to move Tom McDonald down back. You can keep him forward.
Does it count as an inside 50 if you're standing at 60 and you kick it through the goals?
Yes. He gets the inside 50 and the
goal.
Is that a stat? If you kick the ball on the run or like from 60 without it traveling the inside 50, do you get the inside 50 and the goal? These are the important questions.
Yeah, we should know this.
Gil. Let me fucking know. I know you listen. I know you fucking listen to this show.
Yeah, it's...
Stop calling my house and hanging up, Gil.
Breathing in the phone.
I'm done with you.
Leave my suits alone.
Gil, stop pretending to be Batman. I'm not scared of you.
He's the Zodiac.
So it's getting pretty close to Christmas time, and my Christmas has come early with this Mitch Brown. I just don't know what I'm going to do next year. I know what I'm going to do. I'll be very happy to watch Melbourne play, except when they play Essendon, and then I'll be very stressed.
What if
I hope he kicks four every week except against Essendon where he kicks
10?
He's rested.
Let him kick four, but you still win.
Yeah, Tipper will just kick six down the other end.
Joey's going to kick 10 in that game because Joey's got new hair.
Oh,
which we haven't spoken about.
No, we haven't.
We've had lasagna,
movies,
whatever last week was. Joey's got a mullet, boys, and it's a dirty little mullet. And you know what? I reckon that's him embracing his Essendon.
Or he's given up on life, and so he's given up on haircuts.
Fuck, it's a good haircut.
I actually don't know if I've seen it.
I mean,
how dirty's the Mo?
The Mo's always been filthy.
He's got to carry the Mo now for the Bombers.
He does.
Last man standing.
Mullet and a Mo. Bloody hell. Oh.
Can't wait.
Tex 2.0.
When Tex was good.
Yep. That brief time.
He was pretty good when he was good.
I think I'm going to like Tex again next year.
Just
he's the Lone Ranger this year. He's got no one else.
I think Don's gone now. I don't know.
Maybe Don brought out the worst in Tex.
I think he did.
You know what, Sean?
I think I'm back on Tex next year.
Tex Walker 2020.
Yeah.
So that'll be one of our... So Tex Walker 2020, War on Collingwood 2020, in perpetuity, obviously. But no, text 2020. I can get behind that.
I want him to come top 10 in the Coleman.
Marlon Sean. I want him to win it.
Fucking hell.
I can't get behind this anymore.
That won't happen.
No, but like imagine the redemption. They don't have to blank grand final.
Imagine
the personal redemption for Tex Walker.
Tom, be pretty good.
Actually, no, you know what though? He still bullied his own players.
Yes.
On grand final day.
Oh, one of them was Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're both big fucking idiots. This is what happened 2 years ago with fucking Collingwood in the grand final.
No, this is way different.
Yeah.
This is one man, not a fucking entity that's a disgusting disgrace to Australia.
My highlight for How Good's Footy 2019 was when we got one of our tweets got posted on the Age website during their footy commentary of the Anzac Day game, where I, after one or two frothies, had tweeted, How Good's Footy endorses an Essendon comeback. We also endorse Eddie Maguire getting fired from his job, fired from his family, and fired from a cannon into the sun.
Can't believe the Age ran with that.
Fuck, it's very good.
I can't remember what their caption of that tweet was, but it was good.
No, it was just like, whoa! Or Struth or something.
Oh, it was Struth.
Oh, man. So look, we're talking, you know, end of the year. We're talking great moments of 2019 and talking, you know, what do we want from season 2020? Because guess what, kids?
It's Christmas.
This is the last episode for us this year.
We should have said that from the top.
Nah, fuck it. I was going to bring it out at the end.
Just break everyone's hearts late.
Yeah, so we're going to take a bit of a break because I don't know if you've noticed, listeners, but the last couple of weeks we've been running on footy fumes.
Oh, I don't know.
Look, maybe people want more episodes about lasagna. And I guarantee you they'll get them next year. But yeah, we'll be taking a break. Stay subscribed, you dogs, because we don't know when we're coming back. It will be either early or mid-Jan. It won't be that long of a break, but
just a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so we can recharge on footy. We can go and stand in the sun.
I can remember what it is.
Absorb football. I can rewatch that Essendon Adelaide game on repeat. Just Mitch Brown kicking four of the absolute finest.
Question for you, Thomas.
Yes.
During our hiatus.
Yes.
Are we going to get a lasagna?
Sean. Yes.
Okay. First episode back, How Good's Lasagna 2.
Yeah. All right. Done. Bring it.
How Good's Tom's Lasagna.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, no, good is what it'll be. Invite Mitch Brown.
If he replies or likes the message.
You're like, hey, mate, do you want to come to my friend's house for lasagna? It won't be very good.
Speaking of bold claims,
yeah.
Any word on if your ridiculous Dolmio statement has gotten back to your partner?
One of the people I pleaded with not to rat me out got in touch with me and said in exchange for her silence, she wants an invite to the event.
How? Okay.
Permission granted.
But yeah, welcome to this feast.
But
follow-up question, Sean. How are you going to explain why us three and her are over for
blind taste test?
Look, guys, I've thought of this already. Not a way around it, just the fact that that's a big plot hole. That's,
how do you...
At some point,
You're going to have to tell her.
Whew. I think it's going to get approved. I think it'll go ahead. I'll push for it. We'll record it. We'll play it back to you. Can I make some, can I just put some things out there about it?
Yep.
When I say Dolmio, I just mean that as a generic source.
Yep.
That doesn't necessarily mean that I will be purchasing a Dolmio brand sauce.
You mean just a pre-made sauce?
I'll be making a pre-made sauce.
You'll be making a pre-made
sauce. I'll be opening the jar
and you'll be stirring that through the pasta.
I'll be doing that.
At least I make mine from scratch a little bit. I don't make part, but I make like bits and pieces that go in it.
What do you make?
Depends. I have two kinds of spaghetti.
So you're hand rolling spaghetti?
No, you're buying
it from a packet.
Yeah.
So what's the thing that you're making?
I have two kinds of spaghetti. I have quick and easy. No. Let me.
Oh, no. He means spaghetti is a dish, not spaghetti is in the noodle.
Thank you. So I have basic bolognese where I just do mince. I buy a jar of like tomato paste and some tinned tomatoes and put a bit of herbs, put them in. That's basic. And sometimes I do nutritious spaghetti where I just get a whole bunch of fucking veggies and chuck them in as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your point?
Well.
Yeah. What is your point?
I don't actually know.
You cook part of it? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Which part?
More of it than Sean.
The veggies? But are they frozen veggies or you just chuck it in the microwave for 3 minutes?
What the fuck? No, I buy fresh vegetables and cut them.
I apologize for apparently that offensive accusation.
Do you buy frozen vegetables to put in your spaghetti?
I have used frozen veggies and put them in a pasta before.
What have you done, Sean?
And I guarantee.
No, Sean, what was the verb?
Frozen veggies.
Now, but what have you done, though, with those frozen veggies? What was the verb you just used?
Put them in a pasta.
Nah, you said I've used frozen veggies.
I want to hear the playback of that because I don't think I did.
I didn't hear that, but also, Tom.
You've done this before, you dumb fuck.
Tom, you shouldn't be jumping down people's throats for things like that. Imagine I released an unedited podcast.
I'd be in jail.
Yeah.
The second and probably final thing I want to clarify about the pasta challenge.
Yep.
It's not about you guys tasting it and going, yep, that one's Belinda's. It's about which one you like better.
Yeah, that one's Belinda's.
And factor in time as well.
Yes.
Okay? That's all I'm saying.
That's a lot of criteria.
No, factor in time.
No, shut up.
Shut up.
Sean.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
Factor in time. Yours wins because it takes...
Hear me out, you fucking simpleton.
Takes a bee's dick to make.
All I'm saying, you fucking idiot, is...
You said factor in time.
Shut up for 2 seconds.
I'm not reviewing it on time.
Oh, you fucking moron. Hey.
I don't go, I have slow cooked lamb and this microwave shit.
Shut up for a second, you fuck.
Oh, if I factor in time, this one's better.
You taste both of them, right?
Yep, okay.
And you go, geez.
Yeah.
It's neck and neck. What am I going to do?
I don't do that.
You go with the one that didn't take 700 hours to make.
You're relying on the fact that they're going to be neck and neck and they're just
not. They may
not,
be.
They're not.
I'm worried
that
this fuckwit is coming in with the frame of mind of I'm going to go with Belinda's regardless.
He's doing the Pepsi
challenge.
And
I guarantee you can probably taste the difference between them.
Yeah.
That's not what the challenge is. It's not pick the authentic one.
I'm picking the one
that I like.
Yeah. I would probably pick the authentic
one. He's going in already with it. Oh, this is bullshit.
Sean.
Are you banning me from the taste test?
No, you have to be in it. You're part of the show. Do I have permission to bring in outside? Well, I've already got one outsider, but she's Italian. And she does have a lifetime of friendship with my girlfriend and a few years with me. So I think, I'm fine with it. Because
you worried?
My victory will be greater.
Sean.
I can't wait for you to, either way, at the end of this, be sleeping outside.
Nah, I'll be fine.
0-4 of my final score predictions.
I'll be fine. There's three of you.
Yeah, and presumably you who will then flip and be like, oh, actually, this is pretty fucking good.
I'm not going to flip.
Enjoy that couch forever, mate.
It's not going to be like that.
So you're worried.
It's a friendly pasta off between friendly people.
Okay. Factor in time.
In a blind
when you let me
taste
explain
test.
It. Oh, you dumb fucking. Oh.
Yes?
That's it.
I've got so you're concerned.
Hey, you looking forward to having a break? You don't have to look at me.
Are you concerned that we aren't going to go for taste, we're going to go for texture because the texture will tell us which is the stir through and which is the one that has been made from scratch?
All I ask is that you come in with an open mind.
I am.
And an open heart.
I am.
And an open tongue.
Yep. And you just go, because Tom, you may be surprised. You might taste it and go, you know what? Gee, that's good.
Sean, I've already said last week that I've had your pasta with your stir.
You've had a version of my pasta.
I really enjoyed it. I just think I'll enjoy the homemade one a bit more.
All right.
Fucking knows what I'll
like. We'll see what happens.
I'm a fucking wild man. I eat frozen veggies all the time. I don't give a shit.
I want to throw a curveball, a wild card into the mix.
Okay.
My girlfriend doesn't really, sometimes gets a bit under the pump in the kitchen. Maybe she'll fuck it up.
Ooh.
Are you going to sabotage her?
No, I won't do it, but the pressure might get to her.
You'll just be floating around the kitchen being like, fuck, imagine you lose.
It could be, I could be Richmond and she could be GWS and it's grand final day.
Please. In this scenario, the stir-in pasta is GWS. Let's be fucking honest.
But
anything could happen is all I'm saying.
2016, West Coast take on Western Bulldogs.
I'm the Bulldogs, mate.
If the stir-through pasta is absolutely the Bulldogs, especially in Perth, what the fuck?
I'll tell you who loves a stir-through, I bet you any money. The Bond.
Oh,
there is no
I
way.
I bet you he
Marcus
loves
Bontempelli.
No,
let me tell you
loves
why.
You know what I thought you were going to say first? Libba.
Yeah, which he absolutely does.
Libba would, but I'll tell you why the Bont will. He doesn't have time to cook, mate. He does a quick one. When he goes home on the weekend, his mum makes a beautiful one.
Yeah, and you know what he prefers? Mums. He'll have the one he cooks during the week in a pinch. Do you know what makes him the footballer he is? Mm. That little hit of mums.
No, but see the... But that's the thing.
Same thing with Mitch Brown. That's what makes him the footballer he is. Little hit of mums.
My mum's pasta, which is a stir through.
Yeah. Different, hey, there's nothing wrong with a stir through.
It gets the job done.
If I had the ability
Did your mum make a stir through pasta when you were a kid? Dusha, did your mum?
No. My mum made...
She go full on.
Bolognese, yeah. Oh, my mum made a bolognese that's like it's adding mince and stuff like that, but I believe that sometimes...
She made the sauce.
Yeah, so, okay, now when you say stir through, like... You can buy like a bottle of like tomato passata from Coles. Would you consider that a stir through?
No, because you'll have to construct your sauce.
Oh, well then, no. I
add to that. You don't just do passata.
That's how I make spaghetti.
You do. What are you adding to it though?
Herbs.
Fair enough.
Tomatoes.
Tomato. Yeah.
Veggies.
Yeah.
Not frozen.
Not frozen.
Never frozen.
Yeah. So I.
How long
Sean,
did it take you?
Huh?
How long?
Oh, not very long. Time it takes to boil the water and then boil the pasta.
You got
to
cook that sauce for longer though, mate. That's where the taste comes. Sometimes. Or you do it my way.
Hang on. I love in your criticism of me, you fucked yourself up.
No, I didn't. I caught it. I caught myself when I was, I let the parachute go. That's going to be fine. I'm pretty confident. I've been cooking this for years.
Do you know who you sound like?
Yeah. I'm a bit out of practice because
you sound like
my girlfriend doesn't really like my past.
You sound like Don Pike, mate, in 2017.
Yeah, all right. Made the grand final.
It was good for you after that, wasn't it?
I'm going
to
be.
Can't wait for you to lose this taste test and then go on a mind camp and going completely insane.
My only concern is that people are coming in with an idea in their head already.
Open the doors to all the listeners. Everyone come in.
Yeah. Come in, shave your head, have some pasta.
And then it's the entree. Then we all head to Jacob's wedding.
That means we're waiting a year.
Sean. Joel. Sean. I think it's time to tell him.
Okay. Tom. Joel and I can't help but notice that we still have not received an invitation to what is going to be the wedding of the year.
I'm pretty sure I get a plus one.
Yes. There's two of us, though, in case you hadn't noticed.
Oh, well,
and the plus one, as dictated by the show, is going to be going to...
Whoever shaves their head.
Whoever shaves
their head. Can I just put it out there, though? Like,
No.
You can fight for my affection.
No, that's... Well, we can't.
We've tried everything.
Unless we win the grand final.
We've tried everything. We've tweeted Jacob. We've
tweeted him. He responded to another tweet that I made about a separate matter. We threw you under the bus. It was pretty funny. I don't think you saw that one because I didn't tag you in it.
No. Hang on.
I tagged you in it.
I got tagged in it. Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
That's right. He loves Walter Mitty.
Yeah. And what did he say about me?
Called you a moron.
Or a fuckwit or something.
Geelong.
Yeah.
Why was I a bad person?
Because you don't like Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
I don't. What?
That's what I told him. I might have put my own narrative on.
I enjoyed that film a lot when I saw it.
Not loved, though. He loves it.
Yeah, he does love it. I know this about
it. I'd like to go on record saying I hate it, and it's one of the least enjoyable experiences I've ever had at a cinema.
I had a good time watching it.
It was like watching a Nike ad that went for 2.5 hours.
Really? No, that's
pumping in my veins.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and it's a perfume ad that goes for 2.5 hours.
I much prefer Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Look. Tom, look. Boys.
We have an idea.
Yes.
Now, what's your thing?
No.
He's got an invite in his pocket.
No. I was gonna move us on to something else. I want to finish this up before I do that.
How much of the wedding's planned?
Oh, like a lot of it.
How much of it?
I don't know.
To a T? Like, would you say that all of the positions,
everything's locked in
for a wedding, are required?
Tell us what's locked in.
Okay, so
best venue? Man locked in.
Best man locked in right here.
Venue.
Venue. Groom's party,
yep,
locked in.
Perfect.
Maid of honor, locked in.
Perfect.
Bridal party, also locked in.
Amazing.
And, musician is locked in, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's okay.
Venue, food, date, locked in.
Yep.
Outfit, not yet.
Yeah, that's
they'll
fair
get
enough.
There.
Master of ceremonies.
Celebrant locked in.
Yeah, celebrant, good.
I don't know about
MC.
Like, for the reception, whether there's an MC.
Interesting.
That brings us to
our idea.
Yeah, what's your idea, boys?
Well, MCs are expensive, Tom.
Yeah.
And you only get one of them usually. So what if there was an option to have an MC that was both free and there was two of them?
I would say shut the fuck up. There's no way that's possible.
And you're probably wondering, what experience do these MCs have? One of them has spoken in front of 100 people. The other one has spoken in front of a lot of people over a long period of time. I would say that ticks every box required.
I'm also not sure if my my colleague here is aware that I've actually MC'd a wedding before.
I was at that wedding.
You were at that wedding.
You did a good job, man.
I think it went okay.
Yeah.
I'm MCing a wedding in Hawaii, which I am not quite prepared for yet. And I think that this would be a great way to practice.
Boys.
Tom.
By the time you get back from Hawaii, Joel, all three of us will have MC'd a wedding. But have any of you MC'd a wedding and had a footballer tell you you did a good job?
Trying to think if there are any footballers at the wedding. I did.
Is there any footballers going to Jacob's wedding?
Well, look, I do have a plus one and might need to bring Baldy to go with my bald head after my team wins the grand final and he wins the Norm Smith.
Gary Ablett's your plus one to the wedding. Oh, imagine copping a well done champ great speech from Gary Ablett. Mm. I'd be like, thanks, mate. And you've seen a lot of speeches as you go to church every weekend.
And then he just fakes it around you and like runs off to the cake. Oh,
runs off to Sean to thank him for also emceeing. So Jacob, if you're listening, and presumably you are, as you're a diehard fan of the show, you know where to find us. Great experience. Great with people. Just exceptional.
Do you know what I'd love is if he never got back to you, but then you like created a fake business as a duo pretending to, and like, and I didn't know it. And so neither did he. And then you became, he hired you and I wasn't aware. And then on the wedding, I just saw the two of you and how good's footy beanies. And I was like, oh no.
Sean, how hard would it be to set up a fake business in Geelong?
I think we could do it.
I reckon, because all we need is a website and to list our addresses, Geelong.
I'd love the gig because I think that
Register your address as the Sexyland address?
Yeah, of course.
I think I would get like a tailored suit jacket, the inner lining of which would be Brisbane Lions colours.
Or
to celebrate the great city that we're in, Geelong.
Yeah, no, but remember the person's wedding you're going to?
Barracks Port Adelaide.
The pair.
I might get a one on the back of my tux jacket for Gavin Wanganeen. One of the all-time greats.
It's what the captain of the Port Adelaide Football Club wears the one.
I'll probably wear a suit and a glove in honour of assistant coach Michael Voss.
And Warren Treadray.
Michael Voss, though.
I'll probably at some point during the wedding choke on my tie.
Yeah. So
in honour of Mark Choco Williams.
Does Jacob listen to the show?
Sometimes.
Interesting.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Are you going to direct him to this week's episode?
I will tell him he should listen to this week's episode.
He'll know to listen to it when we tweet him and say, hey, mate, listen to the episode. I'll even give him the time code.
Do we want to go as far as having other people tweet Jacob that we should that we should have the job? Or is that phase two?
No, we'll see how he responds. Leave the public, stay out of this for the time being. Because we don't.
You don't just flood him.
We just want him to know that it's a good idea.
Yeah. It's an option for him. And look, he may actually have an MC already, and I don't know.
We don't know. Look, one MC.
Because I mean, two if MCs. I end up being the best man and then he's also like, hey, would you also be the MC? Which is weird and doesn't actually happen. It might be my dad. My dad's MC'd a few weddings. And now if my dad ends up MCing this wedding and I'm like, hey, dad, imagine if there were three MCs.
Fucking hell.
He'd get on board so quick.
Terrence would love to spend the day with his four sons.
He has like his favorite memories with his sons. That time we all had roast together.
We did the quiz.
We did all four of his sons did the quiz.
That's true.
All four of his sons at one of his sons' wedding.
Huge.
Surely.
Big.
So Jacob, let us know. Also, if you just want to invite us, also let us know. You know where to find us.
Haggersfooty@gmail.com.
So I was speaking to someone about Jacob's wedding and the shaving of the head.
Yeah.
And they pointed out that it'd be good if you have a shaved head, because even if you look bad, if you've got an ugly friend, you can't tell them not to be in a photo because they wreck it by being ugly. So having someone with a bald head, you can't be upset that they wreck it by being bald. It's the same logic.
Yeah, but no, my mum will be upset, but she won't tell me, but I'll know, and that'll be so much worse.
Do you reckon she'll be upset that we are emceeing? Or
no, she'll love that.
Yeah, good. Because I just want to, Jacob, I know you're still listening. Just want to clarify, we would not be taking the piss. We would take this job deathly seriously.
Yeah.
We're professionals.
Absolutely.
Then don't be dropping any fucking homemade fake pasta is better than real pasta bullshit.
Tom, you might have a changed opinion by then.
Maybe you'll be requesting that he drops that in.
You won't just be asking me to MC. You'll be asking me to cater.
And you'll be like, right, give me 25 minutes. Sorted. Get Dolmio on the phone. We need the biggest jar they've got.
We need a Shane Mumford sized jar of Dolmio. Oh.
They'll be start by calling you sauce soon.
I'll need an ice truck to go and pick up all the frozen veggies.
All right, so it is almost Christmas.
Yes.
And what better time to talk about our Christmas wish list for 2020's AFL season and what we would like to come true. What Santa could bring us in football news.
I mean, so the first one, just to get out of the way, the obvious one we all want is the double.
Yeah.
So.
He can't. Can't.
Well, no, but his version of the double.
Okay. Yep.
So like that's the obvious one. So take that off the table because let's just say you're getting that anyway.
I've got some news about the double.
Ooh.
And I'm going to think and looking at lists. And I might...
Are you going to TC a team that you TC'd your team for?
It's hard. No, I didn't TC my team. That's ridiculous.
I just want to go on record before we hear what this is. I'm not a fan.
Wow. Well,
go for it.
So basically, I picked a team last year.
Yep.
A list I liked, but also a team that was close to my family. Now, I've been looking at the lists. And I've been looking at my friends and who works where. There's an AFLW team that I think would have been a better fit to begin with.
Hear him out.
But.
No, Sean, I don't think I can hear him out.
No, let's. I want to hear it so that I can bury him.
Because if it's what I think it is.
This could be.
It is a huge TC move. Huge.
Go on, finish.
Big old TC.
Let him finish.
King of the TCs.
Let him finish.
Starting to think that maybe the AFLW club for me wasn't North Melbourne. But maybe, I'm not sure. I haven't decided.
Because you're leaning towards?
Another team.
Why though?
A team that... Because I realize that I
tell
have...
me the team and then tell me why.
I think you know the team.
I don't. Go.
I do. Can I guess what the team? Joel, as a Bombers supporter...
I know!
Through to your core, are you possibly suggesting...
No!
...that you're going to jump off North Melbourne and jump on Carlton?
I'm thinking it.
Joel.
Sean, that
why?
Gaze.
Because also, Sean, you know what he's doing? He's jumping off a team that didn't make finals for a team that made a grand final.
North Melbourne did make finals.
No, they didn't.
Didn't they?
Nope.
Fuck. No, they
No, they didn't.
I want to hear the reasons.
Freo and Adelaide, Carlton and Geelong.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Reasons.
I feel worse about this now because I had misremembered. Sure you
do. Reasons.
Reasons is I have actual connections to the club.
Who?
I'm friends with their physio.
You were last year too.
Yeah, I know. And that's what made me realize. I was like, hang on. And then I'm hearing stories about their players where I'm like, oh, they all sound like as people, not as players.
What else?
What the fact that Taylor Harris is a very good footballer and also a very good boxer.
Sorry, Tom. Surely he's led with the weak examples and he's bringing home the concrete stuff now. What else you got?
Nothing.
Fuck me. Instant ruling, big TC.
Big TC.
That's a disgusting act.
But you know what though, Sean?
Basically, Tom, he's looked at the North Melbourne list and gone, oh, geez.
Not good.
Not as bright and dominant as it looked last year. Better jump on the grand finalist. Disgusting.
And a grand finalist too will only improve this year.
Oh. It had nothing to do with, I'd just like to point out, it has nothing to do with ladder placings at all.
Don't like it.
All right, who were the players that got you over the line?
Do Essendon have a team the following season?
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's only
going to flop again.
It's only for
this
1 year.
Disgrace.
It's only for 1 year.
I'll only accept this.
Yep.
On the grounds that when Essendon come in,
oh yes,
you stick with Carlton.
Oh yeah, then it deals off. I'm back to North Melbourne.
Then fuck off into the wilderness, mate. Just enjoy every team. Enjoy the game.
You know what? Done. I don't back for anyone. Are you happy?
Nah, because he's going to go for Carlton. I don't like it.
I'm not going for Carlton.
You've given up on North Melbourne.
I haven't given up on North Melbourne. I still like North Melbourne.
Nah, I don't think you do.
Hey, remember my feelings towards North Melbourne, the AFL team, and how often I get yelled at about that?
This is gross. I feel sick.
I don't even know you anymore.
Do you know how hard it is?
I'm looking forward to taking a break so I don't have to think about being in the same room as you for a while.
What would you do if you didn't have a team for 3 years in the AFL?
You need the break, mate. You need to go and find
yourself. I didn't have a team for 2 years.
And who'd you barrack for?
No one.
You barracked for the game.
I supported Brisbane to support Sean.
There you go.
So,
but not really. I just enjoyed the game.
Which is what I was doing.
Yeah, no, but I didn't throw my full weight in behind a team like you did.
Cooked it, mate.
Sticking with North Melbourne. I thought about it and you've changed my mind.
They don't want you.
No, they want me.
But also, yeah,
he's not. You're fucking Carlton through and through.
No. Can't wait for round one of the AFLW. We come into recording and Joel just walks in going, da, 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 da.
You're a fucking blue bagger, mate.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
And you know what? Joel.
Can't believe
Tom.
This.
Joel.
Tom.
You've used this before, so I'm going to use it again now. What's the best Star Wars movie?
Empire Strikes Back.
Why is it good?
Bad guys win.
Bad guys win, Sean.
Then North Melbourne should win because Carlton.
No. You're the bad guy.
How am I winning? I just got yelled at.
No. Because you get to barrack for a team that's probably going to do better than another team.
North Melbourne.
I said I'm going to let you have it.
No, but I'm back. North Melbourne.
No,
yeah, I know.
I'll let you barrack for Carlton.
Why? I'm barracking for North Melbourne. Tom, what are you talking about?
Feels disingenuous.
I don't feel good about this, and I can tell that you don't feel good about barracking for North Melbourne, a team which
you have mentally
moved on from completely.
I just feel like
I think you can go for Carlton,
but I don't. I was just
no, mate. Embrace the villainy. that has enshrouded you.
Maybe it's better if I just back to the game.
You can't.
I can't.
Look at that look on his face. You're Carlton.
I'm not.
You're disgusting me right
I'm
now.
Not. I'm not.
Oh, man. I didn't think I was going to come in.
Can I say, I get it, though. There's some great things going for Carlton. Again, just to point out that one of their best players is also a fucking good boxer. She's good at two sports.
Cool.
I'm impressed. Barry Hall.
As am I.
Good at footy. Not that great a boxer.
Nope.
Sean's upset.
That's just really, whoa.
I thought well, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Sean, what would you like for Christmas, for footy Christmas?
a flag.
Besides a flag.
Okay, specific
besides things, the double flag.
I'd like Eric Hipwood to kick 50 plus.
Yep.
I'd like Daniel McStay to hold on to a mark. To be honest,
one.
I want him to, you know, have a breakout game where he kicks five, and because he just hasn't. I want the forward line to become functional.
Yep.
I think. I want Hugh McCluggage to continue to become the best player in the AFL. I just want little improvements. I want everyone to just sort of. I just pray to God it's not a Melbourne season.
Yeah.
Which is what Kane Corns is predicting. Brisbane are one of. There's only six teams that can win the flag next year, Tom. Did you know that?
Which six? And
Brisbane aren't one of them.
Who are the six?
Off the top of my head, this is
Richmond.
Kane, this is Kane Corns.
Richmond.
Richmond, Geelong, Collingwood, West Coast.
GWS.
GWS. And.
He would have thrown in like a curveball as well, probably.
Like a Sydney or
Western Bulldogs.
What the fuck, Kane?
Yeah. And then six that are like mid-tier in Brisbane was in that. And then six that can't win the flag. And
it
was
who were the six?
Gold Coast and Freo. I think North Melbourne and Freo and
Carlton?
Maybe Carlton, I think. I can't remember though.
Essendon? Yeah. Where were they? Where did he put us? Do you remember?
I can't remember if you were mid-tier or you're no chance to win the premiership according to Kano.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I would have been floored if he was like, yeah, you're in the top six.
Imagine waking up every day and being like, you know what, it'd be fucking sick as a job, just being controversial but also dumb.
Yeah,
every day looking in the mirror and thinking that.
He said Brisbane, he just thinks the draw's going to be harder and complacency will creep in because the young players will think that they're too good. And Lachie Neal came on the radio and was like, yeah, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I don't think Kane Corns has been to Queensland for a while. He hasn't seen this club. I'm back at training and all the boys are bloody hungry and I think we're going to have a big season. I love Lachie Neal.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's good.
Any what's your Christmas wish for the W team?
I think they'll win the flag. I stand by that. I've been laughed at for suggesting that.
It's fine.
Every year they get written off. And in two of those years they made the grand final and the other one they didn't really do much. But yeah, no, I don't know. I like what I see. I think it's a bit more of a ragtag team now.
Which is
most of the superstars have been lifted from, you know, by other teams. Yeah. I mean, I think they'll do well.
It's good. Positive. Tom?
So, obviously, double flag. Official sponsorship from Sexyland for either team would be fucking awesome too. Fuck off, Ford. Ford doesn't drive Geelong.
Irrelevant.
Dildos drive Geelong. Now, I want clarity around my number dilemma. Yes?
Have you spoken to Terrence about Geelong's Sexyland sponsorship? And have you got his thoughts on it as the mayor of Geelong?
I'll ask him after tonight. And I'll let you know.
Let him know. So we need his thoughts on us as MCs and his thoughts on Sexyland as a whole.
Yeah, irrespective of whether Jacob gives us the job, we probably want
Terrence's approval.
We want Terrence's blessing, I think.
Because even though if you didn't get the job, you'd know that if it was Terrence's wedding, you'd have it.
Terrence, I think, might get around it. I'd also like your mum's blessing.
You probably won't get it.
Oh, see. That's big.
Are we too young?
No.
She thinks we'll be too silly?
We won't be silly, Tom.
It's, well, no, she likes you both, but I think it's more a case of that. So Jacob's fiance just doesn't follow. The only team she follows in the football is whoever are playing against Port Adelaide and sometimes Freo because they wear purple.
Yeah.
Basically, though, whenever she does choose a team, she tells Jacob she's barracked with them for ages and he gets so upset. It's very funny. Mm. He's like, no, you haven't. You just picked them this week. She's like, no, I've always been a Richmond supporter. No, I've always been a Geelong supporter.
Tom, you're angling this all wrong. We're not being picked for MCs because we are on How Good's Footy and because we love footy. We're being picked for MCs because we are the best men for the job.
We're not. I'm the best man for the job.
We're not just footy professors, mate. We're more than that.
We're masters of ceremony.
We've got experience in front of crowds.
Yeah, big crowds.
Yeah.
And you...
He's MC'd a wedding before. I've yelled at Jackson in front of 400 people. It's the same shit.
This is, look, guys, you make a good case. I'm going to push for it. I'll do my best.
Let Jacob and his partner know it wouldn't be silly. It'll be a nice touch.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. I'll do that. Before I do that, though, I'll put my Christmas. Yeah. Christmas.
I'm
Christmas.
Also,
my Christmas.
I'm not from Geelong, but I was born in a small town also. So if they're looking for the farm boy spirit.
I grew up on a farm. You tell them that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Until I was 10, I lived in a house, two bedroom, back a pretty decent sized backyard, paddocks on every other side of the house.
Paddocks. That's a deal. Clencher.
Yeah, I mean.
Tell him I've milked more cows than he's had hot dinners.
That's a lot of cows.
Have you milked more cows than Harry Taylor?
No one's milked more cows than Harry
Taylor. I don't know if he's even milked a cow before, but he loves milk.
Likes it fresh.
Straight from the cow.
All right, what's your Christmas wish list?
Well, first of all, I want to be able to solve my jumper dilemma, which I thought it was going to be able to happen. I'll get my crossover jumper, but I just announced. Yeah, well, I was going to get 11 because I thought maybe Jack Stephen was going to end up with the 11.
Yep.
No, they've given that to
your
Josh
favorite
Jenkins.
Player. Oh no,
JJ.
So
get behind it.
Well, unless I get it on a jumper that I just wear to the women's games, and it's for Meg Mac.
Embrace JJ. Embrace both. I also still have the dilemma of number 9 or number 23. I don't know.
Holy no, Sean, you've solved it for me. Jack Stephen's number 9.
Yep.
Do you know who else is number 9?
Who?
Nina fucking Morrison.
Oh.
Oh.
Tom.
Mate, choice is no choice at all.
Really going to get behind Jack Stephen immediately?
Yeah, no, I don't think I can do that either. I think I'm going to sit on it for a little bit.
It's been a year.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait to see what the numbers, because they might change some of the girls' numbers up with the new players in. Because you know what I'd love? I'd love to see who's wearing the number 8 and for the women's team, because I don't think we had an 8 off the top of my head.
Tom.
And I do want to know who's wearing the 42.
Tom.
Yes.
Why don't you just go no number?
But I want to support my team.
Get every number.
It's too many numbers.
Just do it. Make it tiny.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just all numbers. And of course, the other thing I want is a comeback from injury from Nina, just to be able to come back and have a good impact.
Yeah.
Looking forward to just more footy in summer for women's comp. But
she's back training.
Yeah, I know.
She won whatever.
She won the agility test.
The agility
which
one.
Is big tick for that. Okay. Looking forward to Jack Stephen getting back to his fitness. And as always, Kai Cockatoo to deliver on the promise.
Tom, you know it's funny? For years, we probably get stuck into Jenkins. Kicks the cheapies from 15 metres out. But when he's wearing the Geelong jumper,
you're going to
ride those
every
cheapies
cheapie.
So hard.
Boys.
Yeah. Boys.
Tom.
So will Terrence.
I fucking am.
Yeah.
I can't wait for my dad to shave his head and get an 11 tattooed on about halfway through the year.
Why doesn't he just shave an 11 into the back of his head? Because he's got a bit of the hair at the back, just two stripes straight through.
I mean, if he's going to shave a number in anything, it should be his like back or his chest.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, they're my wishes. Oh, and the last one, for Chris Scott to play blitz halves at fullback every fucking week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there.
Just to keep his nose out of it. Chris Scott, fucking relax.
Hey, chill. Hey, actually, what I want is I want Chris back. Take Brad back to wherever he was pretending to be from.
All right.
Hey, Dusha, what do you want?
So the number 1 on my list has already happened. Mitch Brown back football. Santa came early for me this year. Also would love to see Joey play at least 20 games this year.
25 games.
Yep.
Or 26, depending on maybe you drop one final.
Hard to say. Yeah,
go a long way around.
Grand final. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go a long way around. Hey, it's worked before.
Yeah.
Would love to see him kick like 60 goals this year as well. Oh, it'd be good for the game.
It would be, actually. If Joe Danaher up and running, good for footy. That mullet's going to do it. It's going to happen.
Good for footy. Would love to see Draper also get a couple of games this year, our second Rockman. Hearing big things, unfortunately, I think it was an ACL at the start of this year. He didn't play at all. Love to see him. And in the draft, we picked up another Rockman, which is nice. It's all, like, I'm glad that Essendon have realized that we had a rock problem.
Well, didn't you also get Andrew Phillips from Carlton?
Yes.
Yeah.
It'd be good just to see us with a Rockman.
Yeah.
I mean, look, love Bell Chambers, obviously. But that man needs a rest sometimes.
Needs a break.
And it'd be nice to have someone going into the rock that knows what the fuck they're doing when Big Tommy B just has a sit down for a bit. What else do I want? To win a final. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I win a final, Jesus Christ, I'll never shut up. This show will be daily.
Hourly.
How good's footy? Oh, fucking huge! Jesus Christ! I love it! I'll be unbearable if we win. Oh, if we win two finals, I might shit my pants. They just flat out will shit in my pants.
On purpose.
Celebration.
Mid-speech at my brother's wedding.
Jacob, congratulations. I have just shit. I've remembered that Essendon won two finals. And I've taken a shit in these pants. Jacob, I promise the speech will be much better than that. It'll be like, introducing Mr. and Mrs. Jacob. Thank you so much for... I could say Reed because people know your last name. But
nah, Mr. and Mrs. Jacob's better.
Yeah. And for everyone, round of applause. Well done to Jacob and Mrs. Jacob.
I've just shit my pants.
Great effort. Essendon won two finals. I've just shit my pants.
That's why you have two MCs.
Yes. So while I go sort out this mess and maybe shit again.
Pit stop.
Here's Sean to presumably say something else nice. Thank you.
And I'm like, just I want to reiterate what Joel's
I've also shit my pants.
And someone in the crowd would be like, Brisbane won two finals. And I'd be like,
oh, fuck.
Then Terrence comes up and he takes over. Is it possible for Geelong to have also won two? Yeah.
Yeah, two. If we start talking three, then it's impossible, but two.
Oh,
boy.
It's going to be a lot of shit.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
And footy's going to be good. When it's back, guys, do you know what? The thing I'm most excited about is that as it gets closer to Christmas, and then you get Christmas, so it's fantastic, that's exciting, and then it's like, it's not only footy time.
You know it'll be the best, one of the great stories of next year?
Yeah.
Is if Joey Danaher re-signs. Because then that's how good's footy, because that's a man who's fallen back in love with the game and his club.
I mean, I'm looking forward to a lot of how good's footy moments in footy 2020.
We had a lot this year.
It was almost like we'd scripted it. So we're going to polish the draft and we're going to have another crack again this year.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It should be a big year. We'll see how my temptation goes towards other clubs. I don't think that will happen now. No, I've seen the light. Much like how Christmas is the birth of Jesus or whatever. And at some point in the Bible, he went to the desert for a while and the devil was there and he was like, nah, that's no good. That was me just moments ago.
We haven't had any footy for ages. You're in a footy desert. And Captain Carlton came down and he was like,
hey,
Joel,
you don't have an AFLW team yet, technically. And I was like, yeah, that's true. He's like, have you seen Taylor Harris recently? And don't you have a friend that works here? And I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck. Then Emma Kings appeared in the distance. Don't do it.
Joel, come back.
I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck, you wear number 50. That's insane. That number's so big. Emma, how'd you get a number so big? I've never seen it before. 50. Fucking hell. Another Christmas wish, Emma King to kick 50 goals.
Do we have any, like, broader footy season wishes for Christmas?
I hope that Adelaide Crows win zero games.
I mean, that's a pretty bleak wish, man.
Okay, sorry. I apologize. I wish Collingwood, the football club, fold.
That's a good wish, man.
That'd be awesome.
No, actually, I take it back about Adelaide, because a lot of the things I hate about the club are gone. There's still a few things I hate about the club, Tex Walker, their culture.
One of the things we loved about the club isn't there anymore. Hey, Tex. Yeah, he's Tex 2020, baby.
Fuck you, Josh. I'm back on Tex.
Hey, remember when he made Charlie Cameron feel like shit just before grand final day?
That's good, because it pushed him to Brisbane.
Hey, Texas 2020, baby.
Imagine if it comes out that he was like,
Dusha.
Charlie.
Dusha, are you about to suggest what I think you're about to suggest?
Charlie, Adelaide is the Titanic. And we are approaching a fucking iceberg. Right.
Are you suggesting that Tex Walker, Harry, and the Henderson Charlie Cameron?
Charlie, get out of here, mate. Charlie's and Cameron's first. Get off this ship.
Oh, that's good.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So,
yeah.
You what? For the last time this year, Tom, ask it.
Joel.
Tom.
Joel.
Tom, I'm waiting.
Joel.
This is the final one for 2019. That's crazy to say.
Have we got 10 emails?
That's the one you're going to go with? The last one for 2019? That's what you've gone?
Tom, yep.
That was a piss poor effort, mate.
No, that's what I'm going with.
Sometimes.
Have we got any emails?
Tom, we don't. Read all the tweets before. Cleaned out the inbox.
Boys.
But if you want to send us emails, Tom, during the off season. You know what? Look. I'll go back. Do we have any footy-related emails? Not at all. Do we have lists of top 10 movies of 2010? Yes, we do. I'll just knock those through because people have sent out the time to email in a list. So who am I to ignore those? And just let's just read them out. So, hey, welcome back. This is How Good's Films. Just for a very brief moment.
Yep.
Here they are. Whoa. This is from Baden? Barden? B-A.
Yep.
D-E-N.
Baden.
Baden.
Baden, like Jaden, but with a B.
Yep, that's how it is.
What?
What?
Hey, fellas. I was stoked to hear all of your top 10 this week. It was kind of spooky how all three of your lists had three of my top films of the decade each, with my film taste apparently being an exact combo of all of yours. What I found incredibly disappointing was none of you having the best superhero film maybe ever. Logan.
Love it.
It's got everything from a brutal opening to a beautiful bleak shots in brackets, Dusha, angry Hugh Jackman in brackets, Tom, genuine heart in brackets, Sean, and what is maybe the best depiction of dementia I've ever seen in film from Patrick Stewart.
Hey, I think I speak for Tom and me. We love Logan.
I love Logan as well.
Yeah, five-star film.
I give it a 4, and I'll tell you why. Third act, kind of just trickles off a little bit.
I would also give it
a fucking very great film.
I'd also give it that rating.
I love it a lot.
I haven't given it another rating.
Mm. What have you given it?
Nothing.
Oh, you gave it a 3.
That was a mistake.
He gave it a 3.
You're a fucking idiot.
I panic rated it.
This is when you gave Silence of the Lambs 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you go to Tom's. So
don't.
No. So on a. Look, Jesus. Last week we mentioned Letterboxd. So if you actually got it, if you head to Tom's profile. He hasn't written any reviews for these films, but if you go to just like his films reviewed and you just scroll down to where it's the 3-star films, you'll find things such as Logan, Silence of the Lambs. Fuck, there was some other... Jurassic Park? Did you give a 3 to Jurassic Park?
No. Jurassic World.
Dushy, you got to watch Jurassic Park.
I gave that a 3.5.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
What? Oh, right. No, we have a great bit here where I haven't seen Jurassic Park. But
it's not a bit. He actually hasn't.
Yeah, when did you watch it?
You should send us an email telling Joel to watch Jurassic Park.
Yeah, thanks.
Use anyway, the whole off season to do it.
Everyone should tweet him too.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's never seen Jurassic Park.
Yes. You know what I haven't seen in full? Jurassic World, because I purposely went to sleep in the cinema because I was tired and the movie was that bad. Look, I've seen Jurassic Park, and yes, I am a hero for not watching Jurassic World. Feels good. Anyway, so Baden goes on to say, besides that, you all have great tastes. And if John Wick only got an honorable mention, not an actual spot. Huge love to all of you. Baden. I really feel like I'm not saying that name right.
And you are.
P.S. Check out Josh Morris. Hawthorne's pick 57. The boy has powerful hair.
Not the most powerful hair, though. Who is that player?
from Gold Coast.
Yeah, there's a photo of a player from Gold Coast, and I tell you what, he is incredible, and I hope he plays every game for the Suns.
It's like a ginger scraggly mop on top.
Oh, it's fucking incredible.
And then a detective pencil mustache.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
It's great.
It's what if I made a footballer but on The Sims?
I got a top 10 list from friend of the show, Danny. She's gone with Hacksaw Ridge, Get Out, Spotlight, The Martian, Split, Hidden Figures, Snowpiercer, The Help, X-Men Days of Future Past, and Ready Player One.
Ready
that
Player One.
That is a fascinating
One.
List.
Yeah, Ready Player One's interesting.
But everything is really interesting in that.
Snowpiercer, not for me, but you guys both love it, I think.
Hey, yeah, I quite like it. I need big to rewatch fan. It again.
Hacksaw Ridge is great. Get Out's great. Spotlight's, yeah, great films.
Hacksaw Ridge, I feel like I won't like.
Mm, I didn't like it.
Mm. I enjoyed it.
Mm.
I wanted to, but I kept thinking the whole time.
I hate Vince Vaughn because I feel like that's what might
happen
to me.
I hate Mel Gibson.
I haven't seen Hidden Figures.
It's, from what I've heard, a bit Oscar baity.
Okay.
But sometimes that's good. I don't know. I'm a footy professor, not a movie professor. That's not true. I'm both.
You haven't seen Jurassic Park. You're not a professor of shit.
Shut up, Tom. Anyway, here's Brandon's list. Friend of the show. Came to the grand final.
Oh, yep.
He's decided to whip up the top 10 movies of the 2010s to see how his list compares to the footy professors. Arrival, Inception, Interstellar,
cool.
The King's Speech,
oh.
Moneyball, Whiplash, The Nice Guys, Mad Max, Sicario, Prisoners.
He loves single word films. That is a lot of single word films. I think there's only three non-single word films.
That's Brandon. Every film Dennis has made.
No, Prisoner, Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, and also there was no Enemy on that list.
Ah.
Honorable mentions to Sing Street, Hell or High Water, and Wind River.
Oh, that's a great list.
So, Brandon.
That's a 5 out of 5, that list.
That's a good list.
Brandon then ends, signs off with, so I guess we're now best friends.
I mean.
Yeah.
Do you want to come to my brother's wedding? You got to shave your head.
Oh, fucking hell. How did I miss this? Jesus. Subject, up the ante from BD.
Is this footy related?
This is footy related.
Oh,
that is a nice surprise.
Is this the last email of the year?
This is the last email of the year.
Big, big, big.
Boys, love your work and loving these pledges. Got to say though, for a creative bunch of blokes, they're all a little samey. All this talk of aerodynamic heads has got me thinking. Look at Gaz's head. Now look at a 50s Formula One car. That was the last time eggs were considered aerodynamic. What about downforce? This may be the...
I can tell where this is going, and this is incredible.
This may be the dumbest thing anybody has ever done, but I pledge that if the Giants win the 2020 flag, I will shave most of my head. And I will attempt to sculpt a front and rear wing from the remainder using what I imagine will be most of the world's product of hair. Sorry, will be most of the world's supply of hair products.
Oh my God. Shit.
This is going to make my skullet. This is going to make the skullet look like the peak of high society.
Oh my God.
I've been stewing on this for weeks.
Fuck.
But it is only in a state of post-intense workout wooziness that I finally decided to fire this off. Cheers, guys. Baz.
Baz.
Fuck.
Guys. Go Giants.
It gets fucking, somehow it gets crazier from there.
Oh.
P.S. Not actually a Giants supporter, but I will absolutely be barracking against my Tigers if I pledge for them and the odds scare me. He's gone to the underdog.
Hang on, hang on. He's backing the Giants and he will TC, BD will TC to shave a race car on his head.
Oh my God.
Giants feel like a pledge with some stakes, but I can still cross my fingers that they implode a la Adelaide.
Okay.
And just to mess with Dusha, if the Bombers win the flag, which they won't, hey Baz, you're a dog, I'll try and get some wings and a tail sculpted.
I'll put this to Baz and he can get back to us in the start of next season. If Brisbane win, will he put a little lion tail on the back?
Oh!
Shave everything off and just have a lion tail.
And if Geelong win, dildo.
How do you shave a dildo into your head? No, Naz is going to find out.
Put it on there.
I just stick it on. PPS, hopefully this inspires a few more bonkers pledges. The reverse mohawk or even the perpendicular mohawk may be in fashion next October. Who can say?
I'm trying to think what a reverse mohawk is, but
shave the middle.
Shave the middle. Oh,
Baz, man. What an email to end the year on.
That is huge.
Fucking hell.
If you want to send us an email in the off season, just about pledges, about haircuts, about pasta, about movies, or about what you want for footy Christmas, you can send it to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or you can find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty or individually. I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Psychic of Dowie.
And I'm at Douche13. Woo! It's been a big year and that email has left me feeling blissful.
Tom, you're the tipping honcho.
Yep.
When can people sign up for the AFLW? Because when we come back, it'll be happening pretty soon.
Yeah, I believe, watch our Twitter. I will put an update. I don't think you can yet. It's when the competitions go live. So watch Twitter. I'll let you know once that's up and running.
It's very important you follow How Good's Footy on Twitter. That's where things get off the chain there. Much like this podcast. It's they go hand in hand. And keep an eye on Twitter to see if Mitch Brown likes or responds to my heartfelt message.
And also if Joel and I have an MC wedding, job next year.
Going to change my Twitter name to MC Joel Dusha.
Fuck, I can't wait to live tweet.
Terrence has just taken a specky over the bridal party.
Oh.
He's holding the bouquet.
Man.
It's all happening.
How good's footy?
See you in 2020. Stay subscribed. If any of you unsubscribe, I'll know and I'll come for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.